This episode of Road Dirt the Podcast is brought to you by Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers. You can find them at lawtigers.com. Welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand, covering what we like to call ride life, or hashtag ride life. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. On this edition of the podcast, we share a recent story written by our resident rider and writer, Joshua Placa. A kind of a film noir put to radio, put to pen. Kind of a, we call it a moto noir tale. And with a little bit of a bike review kind of mixed in with it as well. I think you can probably picture this as I read his story. It's called Midnight in Metropolis, a moto noir tale. The rain had been falling hard for hours, washing the colorless streets of grit and garbage in endless streams of city jetsam. Cigarette butts washed up against the bike's rear wheel, forming a sickly eddy of blackened filters, some still smeared with lipstick. I threw mine into the swirl, like tossing it into a flushing toilet. It was time to ride. The storm would have to do better to keep me off the saddle. Steam was still rising from the Titanic Kawasaki Vulcan 2000 floating under me. I had only stopped for a few minutes to wipe my sunglasses, have another cigarette, and figure out how the hell to find her again. It's been 3 long days of relentless rain and 7 straight nights since I last saw her. She has jet black hair, blood red lips, and hard green eyes that can turn me to ice under a dog day sun. It was your typical lover's spat, something about nothing I can remember, but enough to get a door slammed in my face. Last I saw, she was wearing a tight red t-shirt that stated in fancy white script, quote, "Can't tell you where I've been or how I sinned, just meet me there all over again," end quote. I've been trying to find there ever since. What I do remember is the first time we went for a ride. It was a night a lot like this. The shower started just past midnight, miles after I left the apartment. Not much I could do but meet her, make my apologies, park the bike, and hand her an umbrella. Instead, she reached for a helmet. "Come on, be tough," she said, as she looked skyward and opened her arms. "This is perfect." Right then, I knew I would never meet another woman like her. The Vulcan didn't mind the rain. In fact, it seemed to burn a hole through it. The 2050cc, which is 125 cubic inch, V-twin thumps out power pulses that send a beat to the brain, bathing it in a painless rush of immoral pleasure. The motor is liquid-cooled, which seemed oddly comical to me as buckets of water drenched us both. Penetrating leather, and I can only imagine the black lace that pressed deeply into her bare skin. The Vulcan is as long as a city block, easily punching through the 8-foot barrier. The 2000's chassis rolls on fat tires up front, 150s, and rear 200s, which offer much thick flesh to the biting urban landscape. We cruised the concrete canyons that night, as we did countless nights to follow, ricocheting about town in the usual way, a way that became our way. Big cities are really condensed little worlds where humanity keeps all its secrets. If you ride hard and long enough, you'll discover each one at a time. There will be some you wish you hadn't. She liked to explore the dark side, a place where trains can't reach and taxis dare not go. It was the frontier, the city's last surviving bohemia. Inhabited by misanthropes and mutant minds, we felt at home there. The Vulcan trolled each sinister block, growling like some mad oversized ape pounding his chest, declaring his domain. I did nothing to calm the beast. The urban frontier has a surprise waiting behind each doorway, some happy, some fatal. trick is to pick the right one, the one that offers entry to the torment or joy you seek. You just have to learn how to read the signs. There's no tolerance for mistakes. Now I rode alone, wondering sometimes out loud where she could be or worse, with whom. The big V2000 rumbled on through, steady, obedient, uncaring if my direction was aimless. The downpour wouldn't relent, engulfing me, getting stronger, weakening me. I finally stopped fighting it, letting it in. Maybe it would wash away my sins. The Vulcan wasn't hot-rodded. It had no need. It carried a few handy extras, though, saddlebags, passenger backrest and rack, and a billet light bar that helped peel back the night until one of its screw-in lenses fell out, victim of an ill-mannered pothole. The motor exhaled through a set of Jardine rumblers, pipes that seemed hand-forged by a medieval blacksmith bent on wickedness. The exhaust note boomed off these boundless cement cliffs like a symphony hall. Sunrise wasn't far off, although it wouldn't be able to burn through the dense cloud cover. The freaks would be emerging soon, their darkened eyes and pale faces dragging them forward. I was exhausted and beginning to feel like one of them, lost and looking for a body to inhabit. The cold was sinking deep and I was running out of places to seek forgiveness. I turned a final corner and then somehow remembered. My birthday was tonight, not that it mattered. There was some commotion up the block and the red glare of neon spilled from a storefront that shouldn't be open. I rode the mighty mechanical beast onto the narrow broken sidewalk, threw the kickstand down on a steel basement door. Standing in heels, sharper than my K-bar, and dripping in something black and tight and thinner than wet paint, she was surrounded by a latex masquerade. Her eyes quickly found mine, like we were the last man and woman left in this heartless town. Her long, slender hand slid slowly down her hip as she reached in toward me. Then she simply smiled her irresistible smile and whispered, "It's about time you got here." Joshua Placa. Joshua is one of the great motorcycle storytellers, and I always enjoy reading and then publishing and then sharing with you his scribblings on our main site, roaddirt.tv, which is where you can find that one with various nighttime art, shall we say. The article is Midnight in Metropolis at roaddirt.tv. You'll find it there. I hope you'll subscribe too. You'll join the Road Dirt community, the Road Dirt crew. And there's places you can subscribe on the website right there to get our either every other week or once a month e-newsletters in your inbox. Of course, you can also always check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, simply Road Dirt TV. We've also got a YouTube channel populated with bike reviews, gear reviews, rides, roads, rallies, racing. And that is also called Road Dirt TV out there on the YouTubes. Hope you'll check us out on Spotify as well. We've got a music playlist, about 25 hours worth of music, called Road Dirt Classics. Some good tunes for the open road. So I want to thank our sponsors again for supporting this podcast, Law Tigers. And until next time, this is Rob with Road Dirt. Ride life.